Angel Christy Williams, thanks for dropping in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Brianna Cormier and Zayden Bates, welcome to both of you as well.
Thank you.
So you just wrapped up a shoot here in Baltimore, a three-day shoot. This was the culmination of something like 3 years of preparation on your part, Angel, writing, casting, fundraising, etc. I want to get into the details of this whirlwind experience you guys had here this past week. But first, let me have you say a few words about yourself, your background. You're a Baltimore native originally.
Yes, I am a Baltimore native, born and raised in Baltimore, went to elementary, middle, high school, even college, UMBC, and I left to go to graduate film school in Chicago. I went to Columbia College there, and once I was done, I moved out to LA. So I've been living in Los Angeles for about a year and a half, but all of my family is here, and this is where I was born and raised.
You are an independent filmmaker now with your own scripts, your own ideas, your own projects. What's the path that sort of brought you to this point where you are right now in your career?
I have always taken an interest in telling stories, and as a freshman in college, studied theater and quickly realized that I was too shy to be on the stage. And I was like, okay, maybe something behind the scenes is more for me. And so I started to really study writing and directing and storytelling, and realized that what I really wanted to do all along was to direct.
And that brings you, of course, now to this short film, Charlotte. Let me just, Angel, if you could, have you give a synopsis of what happens in this film, who these two girls are, and the evolution of this narrative?
Sure. Alex is the protagonist. She is the younger of the two girls, and she starts hanging out with the classmate Charlotte, who is basically the same age but more mature than her. You know, she's the popular one. She's the fashionable one. And Alex has this adoration for her and just is drawn to her and thinks she's beautiful. And so they start hanging out, and Alex goes over to Charlotte's house, and they kind of spend a couple days together and just get close. And Charlotte, who is the more mature one, more confident one, kisses Alex, you know, an innocent peck, and it just kind of confused Alex about what it means and what their friendship means after that. And so the story just follows Alex and her process of just figuring out how to process that and react to it, because Charlotte obviously has a much different reaction and thought on what that meant and why she did it.
So, Angel, how much of this story is your own story? Are you Alex, or are you Charlotte, or is this something drawn from memory?
I am Alex and I am Charlotte. I think it's, while I definitely pulled it from my own personal experience, I think it's also a story that a lot of young girls go through at that age. And I just thought it was very important to tell the story about two black girls, because it's certainly not something that I've ever seen on screen. And I think it's a very challenging time for a lot of kids, and complex as well. And so the heart of the story is just about the complexity of being 13.
Zayden Bates, you play the title character in this film, Charlotte. Talk about who this girl is, and what happens to her in this film.
Charlotte is Alex's friend, and I think that she has more of an understanding of herself than Alex does, and I think that she kind of toys with Alex in a way.
Brianna Cormier, you play Alex. Talk to me about Alex. I mean, does what Zayden's saying sound correct to you? Is that who Alex is in your mind?
Yeah, that's correct. Alex is the tomboy of the two, and she starts to hang around the popular girl at school, and she gets influenced, and Charlotte starts to change Alex.
Angel, talk about what it's been like to guide these two young actors through the terrain of this film, their relationship with each other, and how it evolves throughout the story.
The rehearsal process for them, obviously we casted them back in September, so they've known each other for this long, and I just had them exchange numbers, and so they've been communicating as friends would So that was just sort of a strategy for rehearsal. And then on set, we didn't have a lot of, our only rehearsal time was on set before we rolled camera. So it was just really about just getting them in the spaces on location where we were filming and giving them the opportunity to spend time like in each of their rooms and just all the places where the film and the story kind of unfolds. And I think that shooting on location in Baltimore was probably the best decision I ever made for the production.
I'm going to pause you there, Angel, and I will ask Angel this question in a minute. But Zayden and Brianna, I want to ask you guys first, what this past week has been like in Baltimore, this past 3 days, being on location, on set, what's the experience been like for you?
It was nice seeing the city, and the set was amazing. My room on set felt more like my room than my actual room back in LA. And so I was really comfortable with all the set pieces, and it really helped the film come together, I think, for me.
It did feel like home because it was just something about it that made it feel easier for me to film in front of so many cameras and all that, because it was my first film, so I was kind of nervous, but it was easier to do it because when you walked in, the way everything was set up, it felt like that was my home in Sacramento in a way.
You two got cast several months ago. You've been, you know, on the phone getting to know each other. You're familiar with the script. You guys have done a certain amount of, like, preparation, learning lines, maybe that kind of thing. But then, I mean, so much of it is all about just what happens in this past 3 days with the cameras on. I mean, how much did this film kind of make itself in the past 3 days? You know what I'm saying?
For me, most of it was just expectations, and I couldn't really prepare myself past the script. And so it wasn't a big surprise coming here and having all the lights and cameras and all the people, but it was still a little hard to get comfortable with. But after the first few hours, since we're doing so many takes, I really got comfortable with it, and it was really nice, the friends I made on set.
When you read the script, you try and figure out how you would do that when the cameras are rolling. And I read the script and I would act it out in my mirror and like try and do different emotions with different lines. But that all changed when the cameras came on. I just basically threw what I did in my room out the window and just did some stuff completely different.
Angel, as a writer and director of this project, what's your reflection on the shoot here in Baltimore? Are you coming away with everything you hope to have accomplished?
I'm coming away with everything I hope to accomplish and more. Just the way that the sets looked were just beyond my imagination. So I'm really excited to put it all together and share it with everyone.
Angel, what's the timeline now for this film? When will it be on the silver screen and where?
Our post-production schedule is to finish by end of the summer. It's going to hopefully premiere at a festival in the winter. And then there'll be a private screening in Chicago for the Columbia College faculty and student body. And then I would like to do a private cast and crew and family screening in Baltimore as well. So definitely we'll share that information as soon as I have it.
Angel Christie Williams is the writer and director of Charlotte, a short film that's just finished shooting here in Baltimore. Angel has joined us here in studio this week with her two stars, Brianna Cormier and Zayden Bates, before they get ready to head back home to California. And Angel, Brianna, and Zayden, congratulations on a week of hard work here in Baltimore, and good luck wrapping up this film.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And I should say you can find a link to more information about the film, Charlotte, at our website, WYPR.org/programs/signal. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.